we know a lot about the early years of the C.H. Moore Homestead House, mm-hmm. but we're missing something. Mm-hmm. And how this came about is, you know, over the years, I've met people, or, you know, people have called me, you know, people that have memories of the house and, you know, shared them with me. So we know, you know, we know that the bishops built the house in the 1870s. We know that Mr. Moore bought the house and resided there from the 1880s until his death in 1901. And then the widow was there until her death in 1907. Then we know that there was a female canvasser that lived there for a short period of time, probably worked for Vespasian Warner, because by that time he's in charge of the property and he's involved in politics. And then Vespasian and his wife reside in the house while they're waiting for their new house to be built, which is the manse on Center Street. After that, there's a very strange story about, of all things, a Confederate Civil War veteran residing in the home for many years. Worth the price of tour admission just to come in and hear that story someday. And then after that, it just becomes basically a rental property. It's just another means of providing income for the C.H. Moore Trust. And that went on for a long time. And that's what we are missing, close to a century.